You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about the one area of the wheel that is the entire reason the wheel exists, and that is happiness and fulfillment. Because after all, if you conquer 9 areas of the wheel and get 9s and 10s, but you are not happy and fulfilled, then you have absolutely nothing at all. So don't miss this episode. This is the big announcement you've all been waiting for. My book, The Business Bible, is going to be available now, officially released for all to get as of September 28th. And as of today, you can go and you can pre-order your copy through Amazon. So on your computer, go to Amazon.com, search The Business Bible on Amazon, and you will find it. You can pre-order it there. And guess what, guys? I'm making it available as a pre-order, and I'm not really announcing it anywhere else other than social media and through my podcast. It is going to be available for you guys for 99 cents. So for less than a dollar, you can get my book. Go do that now. It's already shooting up the charts, and we have a feeling if everyone supports me, as I know you will, this book is going to be a best-selling book. So go out there today. Please download it yourself and share it with your friends. You can pre-order it, and you can have it by September 28th. And also, if you have a Kindle, I'm sure you know how to search for it. So go do it on your Kindle device. Or if you have an iPhone or an iPad that you're on right now, you don't have to wait to get back on your computer. You can download the Kindle app, and then you can go ahead and search The Business Bible and find it. Or again, on your computer, go to Amazon.com, search for The Business Bible, and it's there. It's available for 99 cents to you guys. So are you enjoying this podcast? Imagine 3 days of all of my best content in one setting with some of the most amazing people you've ever met. That's this week at the Anaheim Convention Center, Titanium Live, my biggest and best event that I put on. And this is the very, very last one that I'll be doing. So wherever you're from, somewhere in the United States, from some other country, I don't care. Get your butt here any way you can. You've got to be at this event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 23rd through the 25th. You do not want to miss this event. Go to titaniumsuccess.com and sign up now.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armaan Sadeghi.
Welcome to day 15 of the 16-day Titanium Challenge. Can you believe it? We are 15 days into this, and after today, there's just one more day left, and this incredible challenge is going to be over. I know, I feel exactly as you do. I wish this was something that we could continue because I feel myself growing every day as I do this challenge. But let me tell you, today, day 15, which is the day that we cover the 10th and final part of this wheel, is one of the most incredible days. And the reason is this, because every other part of the wheel at the end of the day comes down to this one. What that means is this. Today, we are talking about fulfillment and happiness. And the reality is this, we talked about growth, we talked about finances, we talked about your physical health, we talked about your relationships, we talked about your career and all these other things, but what is the point of talking about all those? Why do you want to have more money? Well, because you think money is going to give you something. So for example, you're going to take your money and you're going to go buy something with it, right? Or you're going to buy someone else something with it. It doesn't matter. You're going to do something with that money. If I ask you, well, why do you want to buy that thing? You're going to say, well, you know, I want a nice car. But why do you really want that? You're going to get to the why of why you want that. And if I keep asking you why, at the end of the day, every single thing that we do with our money, every single thing, in fact, we do as living, breathing beings is simply for the fact that we want to get some sort of joy at the end of it. So at the end of the day, if life has some sort of score that we keep, really fulfillment is that ultimate score, right? If you watch basketball, and you know, I know you guys love my basketball analogies, you know, they talk about how a team is doing. Well, they're getting this many rebounds or this many assists or whatever, right? But what does that stuff really mean? Does any of it mean anything at the end of the day? No, because it's the final score that matters, right? All those things are indicators of how you're doing. But at the end of the day, what really matters is the score in the game, not how many rebounds you got, right? Not how many points you scored, but how many points did you get compared to your competitor, right? That's what determines the score of the game. In life, the score of the game is fulfillment. That's the ultimate thing that we're all after is we want fulfillment. We want to be happy. We want to have a big grin on our face. Even the people, by the way, who fake it like they don't, you know, even your teenage son or daughter who may pretend like they don't want it, trust me, that's all everyone is after. So today, we got to talk about this incredible part of the wheel. And what a great time to do it. I mean, you've been on this challenge for 2 full weeks. Today's day 15 of this challenge. And if you've been going along with me on this every single day, and you've been doing the things we've talked about, you've focused on consistent growth, you've gotten your intimate relationship part going, you've taken care of the finances, you've focused on spirit, career, physical health, fun, contribution, family, and now we're talking about emotional health. I mean, imagine how far you've come here in these last 2 weeks. It's absolutely incredible. And for me, it's such an honor to be here with you and to look at how far we've come and where we are today. And again, it all comes down to this day. Can we find fulfillment in life? And the answer for you, my friends, is yes. Because you see, there's a science to success. And Titanium is all about science because I am a scientist. At the core, I'm all about the scientific reasons that things happen so that I can teach you the science behind things. But fulfillment, turns out there's a lot of science involved with it. And today, I'm going to share that science with you. I'm going to give you the facts, the numbers, the figures, the things that help you become successful, but more importantly, become fulfilled. But what I want you to understand is this: while success is a science, fulfillment is an art. So while I can probably explain 80 to 90% of fulfillment to you using facts and using science, the rest of it is going to have to come from you. Because fulfillment is an art, my friends. It's something that you are going to have to brew from within you. But I'm going to give you all the shortcuts and all the tools I can possibly share with you in this episode so that you can walk away today understanding how to find fulfillment in life. But remember, you're going to have to fill in the gaps with the art part of it. And that's the part that no one can give you. But here's the part that I can give you. Number one, success is a science. Fulfillment is an art. That's the first thing. And the second thing I'll tell you, which is sort of a controversial thing to say, and most people, they think of it as first and they say, wow, could that really be true? And often when they really look at themselves, look at their own lives, and look at the people that they know or the people they've seen on television and things like that, they realize, wow, this is such an incredibly true statement. And it's something I've been saying for years and years, and it's something I truly believe in, and that is this. The worst thing that could ever happen to you is finding success before you find fulfillment. Now listen to that for a second. What I'm telling you is this. If you are not happy right now, what I am telling you is that the worst thing that could happen to you is that you become successful. God forbid you succeed in getting the body of your dreams. If you're not fulfilled and you're single, God forbid you succeed at finding the man or woman of your dreams. If you're broke, God forbid you find financial abundance. Because here's what happens. If you are not fulfilled when you were seeking success, then let me tell you, when you find success, you're not going to be any more fulfilled than you were before. Now, there's of course the high for a couple of days. Oh, you got a new raise. Oh, you have a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Oh, you just got married. Oh, this or that. At the end of the day, however, you are going to go right back to your same level of fulfillment that you were before, unless there's a significant shift inside of you. And that significant shift sometimes can happen as a result of success. But let me tell you, 99% of the time, that's not the case. Meaning, if you attain success and you haven't learned the art of fulfillment yet, the road to fulfillment has now just become that much harder. Why? You see, before you were unfulfilled, but you always had this light at the end of the tunnel. You blamed it on the fact that you didn't have the man or woman of your dreams, that you didn't have enough money, that you didn't have the job you wanted, or whatever it is, that you were overweight. You blamed all these other things for why you were unhappy. But if in a snap of a finger, I could suddenly make you look absolutely perfect, find you the significant other, husband or wife of your dreams, give you all the money you want, and give you the perfect job, here's what happens. Essentially, I take away the hope that something outside of you is ever going to bring you fulfillment. So you don't want to find success until you found fulfillment. Trust me on that one. And what that means is this, my friends. Today is the day you can find fulfillment. Because if fulfillment is purely a choice, if fulfillment and happiness are merely things that are triggered from within you, why wait until you have all that money? Why wait for the bigger car, the bigger house, the sexier husband or wife, or the kids, or this or that? Just get it now. If it's that simple, if fulfillment and happiness are simply a choice that every single one of us makes every moment of your life, why don't you just choose to have fulfillment now? That's a really good question. I don't know why some people choose not to have fulfillment. Because at the end of the day, I can guarantee you it's within every single one of us. And that's what I want you to do today, is I want you to look for fulfillment within you. Look for fulfillment and happiness in the things that you have in your life today, not the things that you're going to get. Yes. If you have fulfillment today, if I ask you, how fulfilled are you with your life right now? You say, oh my gosh, Armand, I'm so happy. I'm an 8, a 9, or a 10. If you tell me that, I say, go get success. Go get as much success as you can possibly get. Make more money. Because you know what? If you're at a 9 right now with money, you're still going to be at a 9. But guess what? People who are at 9 in fulfillment and have a lot of money, man, those people know how to have fun with that money. If I tell you, how are you doing in your relationship? And you say, oh man, my relationship is a mess. But I say, how happy are you? You say, oh, I don't know, I'm still happy. I'm like a 9. It doesn't bother me. I'm like, oh man, go find the right relationship, because imagine what happens when you get in that right relationship. But if I ask you, I'm like, how are you doing? You're like, oh, I don't know. Pretty depressed. Maybe I'm at like a 1 or 2. I'm not very happy. The worst thing that can happen is now I get you the perfect husband or the perfect wife. Because here's what happens. You're going to say, oh my God, it's going to solve all my problems. And you're going to go a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months. And guess what? You're going to go right back to where you were. You're going to go right back to a 2. Now I say, what's the problem?
And you say, I don't know. I just don't have enough money.
I'm going to say, okay, I give you all the money in the world. Again, you're happy for a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months. And then I go back to you. How happy are you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm at a 2.
Why? You have the perfect husband or the perfect wife. You have all the money.
Well, you know, my job, it's just not the job I want. I'm making a lot of money, but it's not what I want to do.
Okay, we make all your dreams come true. You're now living your mission. Guess what? A couple months later, you're right back there. And then the excuse will be, well, my body's not nice enough. And then we fix that. One by one, we can fix everything. And then you know what happens to those people? Those are the stories you hear on the news of the celebrity who had everything and then committed suicide. Because at some point, when we give you enough success, what we've essentially done is taken all of the hope away that something outside of you is ever going to fix this. So what I want to tell you, my friends, is this. Fulfillment is inside of you. Yes, you listening to me right now. Fulfillment is inside of you. Happiness is inside of you. It is something you brew from the inside. We don't need to go outside and look for it. However, I'm going to give you a couple of tools here to use to find fulfillment in your life. Because what I can tell you is that success before fulfillment is the worst thing that can happen to you. And wherever you're at right now, I suggest you make your main focus not success, but fulfillment. Because if you can learn the art of fulfillment, the science of success will come very easily to you, my friends. So the first piece of science that I can share with you that has to do with the art of fulfillment is simple. At every moment in every one of our lives, we are making 3 decisions. Right now, as you're sitting there listening to my voice, you are simultaneously making 3 different decisions. Every single one of you out there, including me as I'm recording this episode, we are all making 3 different choices. And every one of us has these 3 choices every minute of the day, yet we all make them differently. Decision number 1, what are you focusing on? Decision number 2, what meaning are you giving the thing that you have your focus on? And decision number 3, what action will you take as a result of this focus and this meaning? Every one of us right now is making those 3 choices. Now, what you need to understand is when I say, what are you focusing on? What I mean is, what aspect of all the millions of things that are around you, all of these stimuli coming at you from every angle, which one are you focusing on? Because there's no way your brain can focus on all of them at the same time. For example, you might be listening to the sound of my voice and listening for the content that I'm delivering to you. Some of you, on the other hand, are listening to the sound of my voice, but you're really focused on the things around you. Maybe you're in a car and you're driving, you're focused on the road, and your focus isn't really on what I'm saying. Other people might be focused on the way the seatbelt, if they're in the car, feels going across their chest. And some of you weren't even thinking about that. You had no idea. You didn't even think about the seatbelt across your chest. And now suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, Armand, yeah, there it is. There's the seatbelt. See, we have choices. We have a choice of what to focus on every moment of every day. And that decision is the primary decision that we're making every minute, because every other decision we make comes as a result of this decision. Because once we decide what to focus on, so for example, let's say you were focusing on the sound of my voice and the words that are coming out of my mouth. So then the next decision would be what? What does this mean? So your focus could be on my content, but then you can all give it completely different meanings. Let me explain to you some of the different meanings you could give. Someone could be listening to this episode and say, for example, wow, this is so cool. I mean, this guy, he puts on this challenge and he's trying to get everyone to go to the next level in their lives. How awesome is that? Well, someone else might listen to this and go, this guy is such a selfish prick. I mean, he thinks he's got the answer to everything. Here he is putting this challenge together and talking to us about the 10 areas of the wheel. What does this guy know? Right? Very, very different opinions. Someone else might be focusing on my voice, but the meaning could be something completely out there. Someone else could be like, you know, he's right. A different one could be, someone could say the meaning of what they're focusing on is that I'm wrong about what I'm saying, right? So there are all these different things you can focus on. And at every moment, we then decide what that thing means. So some of you are driving your car right now. Okay, if someone cuts you off, you can choose what to focus on. Do you focus on the fact that you just got cut off? Or do you continue to focus on the podcast? Now, let's say your focus goes to the person who just cut you off. What meaning do you give to it? Do you give the meaning that the person's a jerk? Do you give the meaning that the person doesn't know how to drive? Do you give the meaning that the person thinks they own the road and they're cutting you off and they're putting your life in danger and they're putting other people's life in danger and that's just a terrible person? Well, guess what? If you're the kind I just described, you have road rage, I guarantee you, because your focus and your meaning are going to force you to eventually go down the road of road rage. I don't even need to get to the third decision, what your action is, because let me tell you what your action is. It probably involves taking your voice to a higher level. It probably involves taking your middle finger and putting it up in the air. It probably involves taking your other hand and pushing it down on the horn. Yes? Any of you have road rage? That's exactly how it happens. Well, let me tell you, all it is focus, meaning, action. And the thing is, often you're screwed by the first step that you take because step one causes step two and three to happen for you. So maybe you shouldn't focus on the person who cut you off. Or if you do focus on the person who cut you off, what if you give it a different meaning? Will that change your actions? Absolutely. Right? When someone cuts me off, I still focus on the fact that, oh my gosh, someone just cut me off. Now, not always, but I still do often focus on the fact that they cut me off. So what do? I focus on that, but then the meaning of it is something else. I give it a meaning of, oh my gosh, that person must be late, right? Or I think about the fact that I cut people off all the freaking time. Now, some of you are going to say, Armand, well, I'm perfect. I never cut anybody off. Yeah, whatever. Trust me, you cut people off too. And when do you cut people off? Probably because you're busy, probably because you're distracted, probably because you're running late to work, probably because something's going on in your life that is bigger than that moment. And so whatever it is, if we give it that meaning, notice how that's an empowering meaning. See, by saying that the person's a jerk, you've disempowered yourself. You are now this helpless little poor soul on the freeway getting cut off by people. But the second you say, this person must be late. Oh my gosh, I remember I've been there and I know I've cut people off. Poor guy, let me let him go. Right? Or even if you can't go that far, at least you can say, for example, gosh, this person doesn't know how to drive, right? So maybe the meaning you give to it is not that they're just like you because you say, well, I can't associate with that. Great. Maybe you give it a meaning like they don't know how to drive. Hey, that's not a bad meaning either. That can actually be empowering. As long as you then turn around and say, you know, I really hope this person goes and learns how to become a better driver. Now, you don't flip them off. You don't yell at them. You don't scream at them. You don't honk your horn. You just do your thing and you thank God for the fact that you are a really good driver and they are not, right? Hey, that's something to be happy about, right? And so that's the key to all of this, is that every moment we are focusing on something and then we are giving it a meaning, and that meaning could be either empowering or disempowering. And then we have our third choice. And that final choice is, what action do we take as a result of what we focus on and what meaning we give to things? The interesting thing is, most of us go through life thinking that that third decision, action, is the one that's the most powerful one. But in reality, when you think about it, what you realize is action is actually a pretty small part of this. Why? Because see, once you've focused on something that's disempowering and then given that thing a disempowering meaning, notice how you're pretty much screwed at this point, because there are very, very few empowering actions you can take once you have a bad focus and a bad meaning. So most of us have gone through life trying to change our actions because we want to take better actions. But what we fail to see most of the time is that 98% of the game is over by the time it comes down to our action. Because if you make poor choices of what to focus on, and you make a poor choice of what meaning to give that focus, in most cases, your action is guaranteed to be disempowering. See, if you focus on empowering things and then give them empowering meanings, now, even the wrong action can actually get you positive results because you're focused on the right thing, you're giving it the right meaning, right? So the key is this, is what you focus on becomes the most important aspect of all of this. It might be 60 to 75% of all of this in general, of fulfillment, of success, might just be, what are you focusing on? And then another maybe 20 to 30-35% of it becomes, what meaning are you giving to things? And then finally, a small percentage, probably less than 10%, comes from your actions. Now, you might say, Armand, but my actions are the things that speak loudest and they're in the world for people to see. Yes, I realize your actions are really all that matter at the end of the day. But those actions are mostly as a result of what you focus on and what meaning you give to things. So every moment of every day, we make three choices. What are we going to focus on? What meaning do we give it? And what action do we take? And that, my friends, is the primary driver of your happiness and your fulfillment in life. Because is there always something depressing to focus on in life? Absolutely. Of course there are things you can focus on in life that are depressing. Are there always at the same time really exciting things to focus on. Of course. Well, what if you focus on one of those exciting things? And then you give that thing a meaning that makes it even more exciting. And then as a result, you take action that is even more exciting than that. Hey, that's a good life. Now, what if you focus on the depressing things in life? And trust me, there's plenty of depressing stuff to focus on. If you don't have any, just turn on the news and there'll be plenty of depressing stuff. And then what if you give it an even more depressing meaning? And then you lay in bed feeling sorry for yourself, feeling sorry for the world, and you think that somehow you're depressed. My friend, you are not depressed. You are focusing on depressing things, giving them depressing meanings, which means that a depressing action is all you can take. At that point, you've pigeonholed yourself. So what you need to do is control your focus, control the meaning. And by doing that, you are going to take much, much better actions. Now, you want to add a little extra to it? Get the little turbo booster. Start focusing on your actions as well. So focus on the right things, the right meaning, and take the right action. And that is what's going to propel you forward and push you beyond most of the people you've ever met in your life. Because at the end of the day, happiness is merely a choice. It's a choice that every single one of us makes every single moment. Now, it is not an easy choice. Many times it's easier to be sad. It's easier to be angry. It's easier to be depressed than to be happy. But the key is, are you going to take the right actions, right? By taking the right focus and the right meaning so that you can find happiness and fulfillment. And remember something we talked about when we were talking about growth. What we talked about is human beings sense acceleration, not velocity. So in order to be happy, you've got to be consistently pushing forward. You've got to be consistently growing. You've got to be consistently becoming better and better and better. And what's the other part of fulfillment? Remember we talked about it during the Spirit Day? Smiling. Remember I said the power of smiling? So yes, that's right. Put a smile on your face right now. Yes, you. Come on, you've done this before. Put a smile on your face. There you go. I've got one on my face and it's a lot harder for me to record this when I'm smiling. Okay, there you go. Keep that smile on your face. Okay, for another minute, we're going to keep that there. And remember what happens as you're smiling. Literally, your muscles in your face are sending a message to your brain, telling your brain to release chemicals that are essentially happy pills, and they're making you feel better. Yes, keep smiling. Come on, let's get that smile back. Good, keep it going. I know the muscles are starting to hurt because some of us don't use those muscles very often. We should use them way more often. Keep smiling. And what's the other part of it? Gratitude. You see, gratitude is the ultimate formula for happiness. If you have gratitude, if you're in a place of gratitude, if you're thanking someone, something, if you're thankful to God, if you're thankful to your parents, if you're thankful to a stranger, to a friend, whoever, when you're in a place of gratitude, it's impossible to be depressed. It's impossible to be down. Fulfillment comes easily. Happiness comes easily when we're in a place of gratitude. So let's review those three things. What's the first one? Well, it's the three decisions you make at every moment. Focus, meaning, and action. What's the second one? That smile. Yes, put that smile back on your face. There you go. All right. And finally, gratitude. And we talk about this fact that gratitude is the ultimate formula for happiness. So let me ask you a question. What's an area in your life right now that you're struggling a lot? And I know we were just talking about smiling and you had that big smile on your face. So for some of you, it's actually going to be hard, believe it or not, to come up with this. Even that 1 minute of smiling has programmed your brain in a way that right now it's going to be hard to come up with something that's bothering you. But let's think of an area in your life where you're in a really difficult situation, something that's really bothering you, something that's just not a happy thing in your life right now. What is that thing? And I'm sorry to bring this up, but we got to do it. We got to work those muscles, right? Because happiness is really just like a muscle. The more we flex it, the more we can understand how it works, the better we can use it. So what's an area in your life right now that's a tough situation for you, something you're struggling with, right? Something that you're not happy about, something that's really bothering you. And now ask yourself a question. What are you focusing on in that area? What's the aspect of this specifically that you're focusing on? Okay, great. Let's say you have a significant other who cheated on you, right? Your focus then is on the fact that they cheated on you. Right? What meaning are you then giving to it? Whatever yours may be. Yours may be a situation you have in your business. Maybe someone is suing you. Maybe someone stole from you. Maybe someone hurt you. Could be anything. What is it that you're focusing on? And then what meaning are you giving to it? If an employee is suing you, are you giving it the meaning that you need to learn the law better? Or are you giving it the meaning that they're a bad person who wants to hurt you? What meaning are you giving to it? Now, what actions have you taken as a result of this? Think about the actions that you've taken as a result of that focus and that meaning. And let me tell you, I'm not there with you, but let me tell you, in every one of your cases, if you truly chose something that was bothering you at this time, something that was a tough situation for you, I guarantee you, you are focusing on the wrong thing. You are giving it a disempowering meaning, and the actions that you've taken have been disempowering at best. Am I right? Yes, you're there. You go. See, look at that. I was dead on, wasn't I? Right? Because you're focusing on something disempowering. You're giving it a disempowering meaning, and then you're taking disempowering action. Well, forget that. As of today, we're not going to do that. So let's snap you out of that state right now. Put a big old smile on your face, first of all. Yes, that's right. Come on. I know it's hard. Now that you're like Armand, you just made me go in this hole that's like deep and depressing. Yes, I know. Now let's get your butt out of it. Put a big old smile on your face. There you go. Put that smile. Come on. Remember, want to get those chemicals, want to get the happy pills in our brains. Big old silly smile. I want to see teeth. Some of you are not sure. Yes, you, sir, you are not showing teeth. Yes. Ma'am, you too. I want to see some. Come on, everybody, let's smile. Okay, now with that big smile on your face, here's what I want you to do. What if you focused on a completely different aspect of this? First of all, what if you just didn't focus on this thing? Right? In some cases, you can purely do that because maybe someone cheated on you and they're not in your life anymore. You can just stop thinking about it. Jeez, it happened 2 years ago. Get over it, right? Be done with it. That's one option. But let's not do that in this case. Let's just focus on a different aspect of it, right? What if we were now to give it an empowering meaning? Now, keep in mind, the meaning doesn't necessarily need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be all, you know, sunshine and beautiful things. It could still be, it's a tough situation. Look, it's if someone cheated on you, if an employee is suing you, if you're, you know, you lost someone you love, those are not great situations. But you can focus on a different aspect of it. And then what if you give it a different meaning? And the meaning is something that empowers you to grow, and empowers you to be able to do something about it, right? So what if you were to focus on that thing? For example, if someone cheated on you, what if the meaning you give to it is that they never appreciated you and they didn't deserve you? And thank God they did this so that now you can go and find the person who you are truly meant to be with. What if that's the meaning you gave to it? And then the action you took, instead of being depressed and sitting around, is you said, you know what? I got to go out there. I got to make sure I'm out for the world to see because I am an incredible human being and I want the world to know me. I want the world to get to see me, right? What if you did that in your business? What if instead of being sad and depressed that someone sued you, the focus that you put on is the focus of needing to learn the law better? And the meaning you gave this thing is not that this person is a horrible person. The meaning you gave is, hey, look, we live in a country where we have a lot of laws that protect a lot of people. Now, some people take advantage of those laws, but you are going to learn to navigate those laws so no one ever takes advantage of you. How empowering is that? And then the action that you take, right now, you go on your calendar and you schedule a time for yourself to study up on labor laws or study up on whatever area of business you've been struggling with. And I use that example because so many of my business coaching clients, this is something that hits them right in the heart. By the way, including myself, I've dealt with a large number of these cases and I always deal with them. And it's all about focus, meaning, and action. So now let's go back to that area of your life with a big smile on your face. Yes, put that smile on your face. Focus on an empowering aspect of it. Give it an empowering meaning and decide what empowering action can you take as a result of this. And what I want you to do right now is I want you to pause this audio and write down what empowering focus you should have, what the meaning you should give to it is, and what action you're going to take. Now, in some of your cases, the focus may not change. Remember, we only need to change one aspect of this to get the whole thing to fall, right? It's a domino effect. If you're able to change the focus, you're going to change the meaning and the actions automatically. But if you can't change the focus, you can still change the meaning and get a different action. And in some very, very rare cases, you can take a different action without changing the focus or meaning. But I can tell you, those are few and far in between. So focus and meaning are the two that you want to go after. So right now, pause this audio and take some notes on exactly what you can do. And by the way, for those of you who are driving and listening to this at the same time, when I tell you to take notes, one of the things you can do is pause the audio and then open the audio recorder on your phone and just speak into your phone if you're not able to type and you're not able to write. So go do that right now. Focus, meaning, action. Go. Welcome back, and hopefully with a big old smile on your face. Yes, do you see the difference it makes when you do just that? Now, let me ask you a question. Put a smile on your face. And now, is there some aspect of this that you can be grateful for? Any aspect of it? Is there some lesson you learned? Is there something positive that came out of this that you could be grateful for if you want it to be? If you want it to be grateful, is there something about this scenario that you can actually be grateful for? And what if you were grateful for it? Now look at what you've done. You've taken an area of your life that was a challenge you were going through, something tough. And some of you at this point, you've watered it down so much that you don't even remember why you chose this thing. Maybe it doesn't really bother you that much anymore because you've gone through this exercise with me. But remember, I asked you, what's a really tough thing in your life right now? What's a situation that's really bothering you? And this is what you thought about. So imagine if this is what you thought about, and in just a short period of time, in 2 minutes of listening to me, you were able to go through this and convert it into what it's become simply by changing the focus and the meaning and a different action, and then smiling and then having gratitude. My friends, that is the secret to fulfillment. Now, what I've given you is that 80 to 90% that's science. But fulfillment is an art. The rest of it is going to come from within you. See, when it comes to physical body and it comes to a lot of these other things, I'm just teaching you the science. If you eat like the way I teach you to eat and you work out the way I teach you to work out, you are going to have a world-class body. There's no way around it. Okay, but with fulfillment, there's an art part of it that comes from within you, and that is your homework. That's what you got to focus on, is every day focus on what is it that truly brings fulfillment inside of you. And my friends, I am so excited here, finishing day 15 of the 16-day challenge. Tomorrow is the final day of the challenge, and it's an incredible time for us to put everything that we've learned together, bring it all together, and make sure that we end this thing with an absolute bang. And by the way, yesterday's task, which was contribution, to go out there and do something for the world, right? The Titanium Heart Challenge is still going on today. So what I want you guys to do is get out there and do something positive. Get out there and focus on doing something for someone else. And then we talked about family, of course, yesterday. And all of these things come together. So what I want you to do is end today with this powerful, incredible feeling of wanting to have ultimate fulfillment in life, and getting out there and tomorrow coming back and finishing this challenge off with me on a level that you've never thought possible. So I'll see you tomorrow. And until then, always lead with your heart. So Titanium Live is just 2 days away, by the way, on Friday, September 23rd. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at the Anaheim Convention Center. And as I've said multiple times, I don't care how you get there, but you've got to get there. If you have to sleep in your car, then sleep in your car. If you've got to take the bus, then take the bus. If you've got to fly across the world, then fly across the world. And if you have any excuses about finances, I don't care what those excuses are. I'm happy to give you free tickets or whatever it takes. So reach out to us. We don't want anyone who wants to grow to miss out on this event. It's the event that I do from the bottom of my heart. And at the last ever Titanium Live, I don't want anyone to miss it for any reason. So get yourself there. So some of you have been getting really active on Facebook, especially in the group and in commenting on my live videos and everything. And I want to give some shout outs here. So let's hear it for Sheila Mack. She is always spreading the Titanium message and sharing the content I put out there. And of course, participating at Titanium Live. You absolutely rock, Miss Marilyn. Let's hear it for Patrick Concepcion. I'm sorry if I butchered your last name, buddy, but thank you so much for sharing our message and everything that you're doing out there and participating in this challenge. You rock. Let's hear it for Kaz Khosravani. He has been a part of the Titanium family for a long time. One of the coolest people I know, has a great message himself, and he's going to be a guest speaker at the next Titanium Live. Thank you for your participation, Kaz. I think I've already done a shout out to Vicky Cummings, but I think I need to do another one. Vicky, you rock. Thank you for spreading the Titanium message, and thanks for participating in this challenge. Let's hear it for Orion Talmay. She is the host of the Stellar Life podcast. She interviewed me just a couple weeks ago, and she's participating in this challenge. Thank you so much, young lady. Thanks for being a part of this. Let's hear it for Lupe Gomez. Thank you for sharing the Titanium message out there. Let's hear it for Ivanka Katalinik. Thank you so much for sharing the Titanium message, and thanks for taking part in this challenge.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.